This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used tough language today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling his decision to normalize ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf nation against allowing Israel to have a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced on Thursday, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf states' regional and global standing. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today signed a defense cooperation agreement with Poland. A major part of it, the transfer of American troops to Poland from Germany. Polish President Andrzej Duda said the pact would serve to increase the security of other countries in the neighborhood. Pompeo said, quote, the opportunities are unlimited. President Donald Trump wants some 12,000 troops out of NATO member Germany, often complaining Germany spends too little on its own defense. 1,000 U.S. service personnel will be redeployed to Poland. They'll join 4,500 Americans already based there. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the Mauritius coast. A Japanese-owned bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling the country's worst ecological disaster involved in this operation. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France says it will assist with the cleanup. Koizumi also told reporters he saw the spill as a grave crisis that could lead to a loss of biodiversity. Japan today marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope such a tragedy would never be repeated. While some people expected an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, that did not happen. In fact, he gave thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. Via remote, this is VOA News. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing unwelcome news for summer vacationers across Europe, as many pandemic restrictions are being reimposed. Light nightclubs are being shut down. Face mask requirements are being expanded, even in trendy resort areas. Europe's hardest hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain between them, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19. Being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa has announced all nightclubs will be closed, and he issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Nursing home visits are limited to one person a day for each resident for only 1 hour. Spain has recorded almost 50,000 confirmed COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. Among Italy's anxieties, the pandemic's effects on next weekend's Ferragosto holiday, when millions of people normally celebrate with trips to domestic beaches and mountain areas or go abroad. On the island of Capri, the mayor has broadened the face mask order. Instead of just at night, those coverings are now required for the entire day. Italy yesterday recorded 574 new COVID cases, the largest daily number since late May. In Greece, new limits on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs that operate past midnight have been widened to more of the country, including Athens. On the popular tourist islands of Paros and Antiparos in the Aegean, gatherings of more than 9 people have been prohibited. To this point, Greece has been spared the full wrath of the pandemic, with 6,600 cases at a cost of 223 lives. The global COVID numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless climb. The case count is nearing 21.2 million, with a death toll of 766,000. Topping the list is the United States, with 5.3 million infections and well over 168,000 fatalities. Latin America is the world's worst hit pandemic region. Its caseload is more than 6 million, and it continues to accelerate, even as many nations begin to relax their lockdowns. The Pan American Health Organization is warning of an increase in other diseases due to the saturation of health services and the suspension of routine vaccination campaigns as a result of the coronavirus. The International Monetary Fund predicts the regional economy will shrink by almost 9.5% this year. Brazil has the most COVID cases in the world after the United States. The country has suffered over 106,000 COVID fatalities. Peru and Chile have the highest caseloads and number of deaths in the world per 100,000 inhabitants. President Trump has ordered ByteDance to defest the U.S. operations of its video sharing app, TikTok, within 90 days. It is the latest effort to ramp up pressure on the Chinese company over concerns about the safety of the personal data it handles. More news online via remote. I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.